This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are back here on the Ciroc Point After, waiting to hear you sound off. Plenty of callers getting ready for this late-night therapy session after the Saints go down 26-13 on Monday Night Football to those Kansas City Chiefs. And Cajun Cannon, really hard to stomach this one. It just started out bad and just never really got on track for the Saints all game.
Well, I need therapy. I'm supposed to be given the therapy. I need therapy. I mean,
you're Dr. Hudak.
Oh, man. I don't know. I need some therapy. That was the most disappointing loss on the season because we had no chance. We had no chance in that game, and I'm going to explain to you why. No, I said we should have been 4-0. Yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But none of the woulda, coulda, shoulda in this game. No. There was too much discrepancy, what was good and bad. The Saints, no, that was a losing team out there. And the Chiefs didn't have to be the world champs to beat us the way we played. No, that was very disappointing. Got outplayed, got outcoached. You get added on and on. I'm just glad, I guess, we don't play the Chiefs a lot because it's almost, I guess, like when we were in the NFC West with the 49ers and you don't really win. We've only played Kansas City 13 times. Now we're 5-8. So it's not a big sample size, but, you know, we played them 13 times. Now we're 5-8. And guess how many games in a row we've lost to the Chiefs now? 4. Now, this isn't with Drew Brees and all, Sean Payton.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, the last 4 times we've played the Chiefs, we have lost. And we've lost 6 of the last 8. And then I thought I had this going for me in the pregame. I said, we're going to build upon this. We're going to be 4-2 at Arrowhead Stadium. We're not intimidated. We're 3-3.
Not so fast.
So not so fast. It's like we had a great opportunity. I said this in the pregame because big enough, way huge enough sample size. Talking about playing on Monday Night Football in prime time, but what a win! We'd be 26-26. Boy, the NFL loves that. Look on the road, we'd be 8-8. And then overall primetime record, 55-55. But it just sounds like better than you, but you're right there on the cuffs doing something great. So now we're 25-7, our overall record on Monday night. We 7-9, our road record in primetime. And our overall record, yeah, we 54-56. Yeah, our road record, we 7-9. So the bottom line is nothing good. The only thing good, I can tell you what was good. Damn, we got a good red zone defense. We were number one coming into this game, red zone defense, and I think that's going to bode well. That might help us get to 3-3 if we, if, woulda, coulda, shoulda again, if we beat Tampa Bay, which we better beat Tampa Bay. It's a must win. It's a division opponent. It counts 2-for-1. And I said this in August, early August, right at the start of training camp. I don't know if happy is the right word or pleased, but I said I won't be extremely discouraged if we 3-3. Now, I didn't know how it was going to unfold, so we have an opportunity to be 3-3. But the reason why I'm discouraged is how we had no freaking chance to beat the Chiefs. I mean, you might think so close but so far, when all of a sudden you think you have some damn momentum, boy, field goal would take the lead. It'd be 16-14. What the hell, Blake Groupie? You can make 56 yards. You can't miss no damn extra point. And what was the game in the Dome here? He made it, but it hit the upright and went in. No, it can't be in question. It's a chip shot. Don't get bored on the sideline because you're not participating. When you extra point has to be automatic, and hopefully that'll be the case with extra points. But really, when I broke down this game and I look at this, because I like numbers and all that, and it was the trifecta from a negative standpoint. This one, you got your ass kicked when everything is 2-for-1 against you. Not for you, against you. Okay, and I'm going to break it down. It's a combination of first downs, total net yards, and time of possession. Didn't it seem like every time the Chiefs had the ball, I don't know if it was double digits, but it would say it was at least 8 or 9 plays or maybe 11, 12, whether they scored or not. It just seems like I've never witnessed a game like that. Well, we can't get off the damn field.
Chunks of yardage.
We can't get
7, 9.
Yes, we cannot. 14. Well, Kareem Hunt, he wasn't even on the team 3 weeks ago. Kareem Hunt runs for over 100 yards. Juju Smith-Schuster?
Ooh.
I thought he quit football. Didn't the Steelers run him out of town, whatever? He catches 7 balls for 130 yards, 18.5 yard average. They had too many damn receivers wide ass open. And to start the game, didn't we practice maybe to contain a tight end? Oh, and the tight end, it is Travis Kelce. They targeted him 10 times. He had 9 catches, 70 yards. But at the beginning, it was like, didn't we have a game plan to cover him? It's like we never covered a tight end. I don't know. Who's the damn tight end for Tampa Bay? I don't even know right now.
Kate Otten.
Whoever's the tight end for Tampa, I guarantee.
Pick him up in fantasy.
He's going to be targeted 7 or 8 times, and then he'll end up giving us the business. No, it's so frustrating. But looking at the first downs, okay. They had 28. We had 14. Exactly 2-1.
Right.
You look at total net yards, over 2-1. They had 460 yards. We had 220. Time of possession. Basically 2-1. We had the ball 20 minutes and 4 seconds. They had it 39 minutes and 56 seconds. So it's all 2-1. So that's the trifecta there. Now,
it's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Again, I'm a little bit of positive, and I can't be too positive because we never win this game. They gave us faint hope. We never really were in it. This is unbelievable. Now, it just shows you how they were possessing the ball. They went in the damn red zone 7 times. You know the red zone, who that nation? That's like 20-yard line on end. No, we were definitely bending, but not breaking. They were 2 of 7. You know, Colin Sanders got that great interception. You know, Paulson and Debo finally made a play, and they get called for pass interference. So he bats the ball up, and Colin Sanders, like a running back his old high school days, the way he was running that ball for about 36 yards.
Good hands and sweet feet for Saunders, man.
No, I was worried about don't let him punch it out. You better keep that high and tight because they're going to be coming to punch that ball out. But we were outstanding. They were 2 of 7, which is 29%. Again, we're still going to be the number one red zone defense. I think that will help us down the road, but it just definitely didn't help us tonight. You know, I always say this when you look at if you're converting on third down, and this is not good. We were been outstanding on third down. We were only 4 of 10, 40%. That's not good. If you just make one more, 5 of 10, that's where you want to be. You don't think it makes a big difference. When you go through all the games, that's a huge difference. But it helps you to have a number of plays. If you look at all the games, there should be about 65 snaps, 65 plays. Well, guess what? They had 80, and we had 51. That right there, if you'd have just told me that, I got, oh, that means the Chiefs must be stopping us. We only have 51 plays. Or what do we have in 2 and 3 play drives and scoring touchdowns? You know, if you don't know, you can kind of speculate what happened. But that's never good when you see that. And this is never good. The Saints, the way we structure with Kubiak, we'll never win. We'll never win if we're only running the ball 15 times. That means we're not controlling the ebb and flow of the game. You hear me say that all the time, the ebb and flow. And how we got to dictate. Don't let the opponent dictate to us. We didn't dictate Jack to the Chiefs. They dictated to us and did what they wanted to do. Now, I thought the first 4 games, we were able to do that, but you got to come away with a win. Whether it's an ugly win or whatever, come up with one big stop at the end. No, the Chiefs know how to finish. But anyway, 15 rushing attempts, 3.1 average. No, that's not getting good. That's not getting it done. They end up averaging 3.5 yards, but they rushed the ball 39 times. Because they were so far ahead. And at one time, Kareem Hunt, what was the average? It seemed like it was 5 yards a carry at the beginning.
Right, early
on. Now, he ended up 3.8, so almost 4, but he ended up having 102 yards rushing. Now, look at the turnover margin. I thought that could come into play. No. I mean, I thought if we could be, you know, plus one, plus two. You know, the Steelers, if you look at it, the Chiefs were minus four coming into the game. Well, they stay at minus four. We were plus three coming in. You stay at plus three because it was zero. It was even.
Offsetting turnovers.
So we need to have an advantage to beat the world champs.
Right.
So Carr had a pick at the beginning, and then, you know, Pat Mahomes on the goal line. And what do I think every game this year, to show you how good the Chiefs are, every game this year Patrick Mahomes has thrown an interception.
Correct.
And yeah. I want to say against the Chargers he threw two. So, no, Patrick Mahomes is not having an MVP-type season.
Not at all.
But I know he's an MVP quarterback, and he's a winner. His escapability, and sometimes when he just dips, he's doing a ballerina back there and running all around. I go, man, we can't get him.
Right, even when he's doing something silly, it's yeah. still amazing.
Yes, yes. It's like, yeah, I said, you got to be kidding me. Come on, can't we not get him down? And then, you know, I talked about the time possession. That was part of the trifecta, how that was 2-1. Okay, I got to look. Throughout the show, I'm going to look at this. I think Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave, if you're going to be like stud receivers, you know, one and two. Okay, there was one deep ball to Rashid Shaheed. Why you stop running? Why you not running, dude?
That was perfect.
That ball was right there. I don't know. All of a sudden, he's going to stutter because he's thinking not getting the ball and he's trying to put the Jets on again. That ball was right there. How about Chris Olave, lackadaisical, going in motion? What, he's like a bunny rabbit? He's hopping like this? And either you get set or you got to be parallel. You can't be hopping forward. We get a first down and don't count it. Now it's a penalty. Undisciplined, like Deuce said. It's not being disciplined, not being a mature, not being a pro. Dude, you're a professional football player. Yeah, you're not in high school ad-libbing and do this and that. I mean, it was too. And then the one time when Carr got hurt, it wasn't because of the hit. You know when Tipton, I don't know, you want to impress the coaches and get more playing time? How about you make that catch?
Right, through your hands.
It goes through his hands. No, I don't know. So, I don't know. Maybe we need to sign Davante Adams.
After tonight's game, everyone's like, sure, do it. Make it happen.
Yes. Make it happen. Give us. Oh, I'm not worried about 25 or 26. I'm worried about right now. Come now and help us out. I thought Alvin Kamara, he was special the first four games because always took to about, you know, his total yards, his all-purpose yards and all that. Not so much. Not against the world champs. He had 26 yards rushing. He averaged 2.4 yards a carry. I know offensive line is banged up. No one really can run the ball.
No.
When you look at it. I got Jamal Williams. When you look at it, he had a couple of tents. He had one run for 9 yards. I think it might have been at the beginning of the game, and then he had one for 0 yards. So, but they're still not giving him the ball, giving him an opportunity.
Not at all.
But Rashid Shaheed, you know what I noticed Rashid Shaheed could do? And he's done it like three times. Three bombs he's caught against Carolina, against Dallas, and against Kansas City. He could juke you and fake you out and run by you and embarrass you. But if the ball, his judgment on the ball.
If
it's a jump ball and the defender's near him, he ain't catching it. He's not catching it. There was one play, the defensive back was playing like Paulson Adebo all over him. And the ball's like, the way it's going to land, the DB doesn't know where the ball is. You know where the ball is. You got to fight back to that ball and force a pass interference penalty. Well, he kind of gives in, and it's incomplete. You know, just those little bitty things that you can help the team and to be even more explosive. Because Rashid Shaheed could take the top off the defense, but not doing that type play. Now, Derek Carr, okay, you look at, you know, quarterback rating, how efficient you are. Do you know Derek Carr had a better quarterback rating? I don't know how, than Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes was 86.6.
Because of the two touchdowns,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly. That's exactly why. Because Derek Carr was 89.1. Mahomes was 86.6. Mahomes had zero touchdowns, interceptions. And Carr had two touchdowns and one interception. I mean, Foster Moreau, I thought that the two times we targeted him.
Yeah.
Now, Juwan Johnson. Now, that's tight end. We threw the tight end 7 targets, and we had 7 catches. Juwan Johnson, 5 for 5. But what does he run, 2 or 3 yard routes? He had one long gain of 11 yards, but he averaged like 6.2 yards reception.
Right.
So I'm looking at Foster Moreau, but it is what it is. At least we're trying to get the ball to the tight end. But again, Juju Smith-Schuster, 8 targets, 7 catches, 130 yards, 18.5 yard average. I don't know. Did we think that Juju Schuster would have this type of game? Like I said, didn't he used to play for the Steelers one time, I'm kind of thinking?
Oh, yeah.
And he was always in the outhouse. He was he wanted to be in the penthouse. I think he was all into social media and all that kind of stuff.
Definitely
and,
has a big social media following.
Yeah. And so that's when he's in the penthouse as a player. He's been in the outhouse. But tonight he was in the penthouse as a player and against the Saints, which was very frustrating. Now, DeMario Davis, this is what we always expect him to be. Double D coming back. He led the team in tackles with 11 total. And now, you know who got picked on? Maybe that's why he has a lot of tackles. He had 10. Anthony Orgy was a bad Orgy.
We said too many times. Who's 58?
Yeah,
who's 58?
No, sorry, man, I always like a good Orgy. I'm thinking like –
not tonight.
Not tonight. No, it was a bad Orgy. I mean, I don't want to be any part of that Orgy. I mean, he wasn't good. He had 10 total tackles, but he was getting picked on and getting burnt. Colin Sanders, we got to give him a ball. 7 total tackles.
Sure.
He had an interception, a pass defending. I think Brian Brazee, I finally saw him make a significant play on a run stop. We know he can rush the passer. He ended up having 4 tackles. Chase Young had 3. Chase Young finally got a sack by himself. He had a half a sack, so now I guess he got a sack and a half for the season. He had a sack, and both Brazee and Chase Young, they both had 2 quarterback hurries and 2 tackles for a loss. Cam Jordan finally had a quarterback hurry. He had 1. I mean, but I love Cam Jordan. I mean, look at the spokesman, the great individual he is. But he knows he's stealing money this year. He knows he is, and you can't hate on him because that's what his contract says. And he's always given the Saints a hometown discount, you know, considering what he's done. So he's being rewarded for what he did in the past, but this year Cam Jordan has been a non-factor.
Yeah, I was hoping, you know, Father Tom would come back a little bit this year after a down season a year ago, but...
And he's healthy. He's not dealing with ankle injury like he did or foot injury what he had last year, so that could definitely affect you and your explosion. But, no, it was not the defense. Listen, if our defense plays like they played tonight... we might not win another game. Okay, no, I'm just telling you. The way we structured and what we want to do, our defense can't be given up. Again, the trifecta dictating the game. We cannot be given up the ball 2-1 time possession, first downs, when I look at yardage and all that. Now, you're not going to be playing the Chiefs every week. You understand what I'm saying? But we need to play, even though we lost, this way we have a chance to win against Tampa Bay. Now, we need to play, I'm not even going to say the first 2 games. We need to play more like we did against the Eagles. Okay, now, ultimately, you have to win, right? Okay, now, not be explosive like we did. Now, you would love that as a fan, like we did against Carolina.
Yeah, I just want to go back to the Dallas game, personally.
No, but I'll tell you, what we did against the Eagles... Atlanta didn't score an offensive touchdown. If we play like we did against the Eagles and Atlanta and finish the game, finish whether you got to get a key defensive stop or we got the ball last, we got to score, kick a field goal to win, or whatever we got to do. If we could do that, we're gonna be all right. But we play defense like we did tonight, we have no freaking chance. I'm telling you right now, I know how this team's structured. For the defense not coming to play like we expect, and you know whose fault that is? Dennis Allen. Who you think's in charge of the defense? I'm telling you, when the offense sucks, Dennis Allen don't have anything to do with that. He's the head coach, and Kubiak and all, Sneaky Pete last year and all that.
Right.
But he's running like Andy Reid. You think Andy Reid tells Spags anything about what to do in the defense of the Chiefs? No. Andy Reid's running the offense. If the offense would ever suck in Kansas City, it's Andy Reid. So I'm telling you, that's what's discouraging when Coach Allen says we got out coach and all that. He's looking in the mirror. Because I'm telling you, our defense, that's the most disappointing thing tonight to me, considering Look, the Chiefs have been struggling offensively. No, their defense is the one that helped them win a Super Bowl last year, and we're really carrying them at the beginning of this year. It was their defense. And so I don't know. All our offensive linemen are hurt. I don't know what we're going to do against them. We couldn't block Chris Jones. Come on, give me a break. I mean, Chris,
not even fair.
If you tape the game, just go back and watch Chris Jones almost on every play. He would split a double team or whatever, and he knows they couldn't block him. But the point being is that, I'll tell you, the top running backs out for the Chiefs and their top two receivers. So you talk about next man up. It might work next man up for the Chiefs, not necessarily next man up for the Saints. That might not work. But that's why I'm disappointed, I'm telling you. We better, because Tampa Bay's going to be here before you know it. It's less than a week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they well rested. They played Thursday night football. So they had a mini bye. So they could be ready to come into New Orleans and try. But we got to win. If we're trying to keep pace with Atlanta,
the negative for them, though, they're displaced right now because of the hurricanes coming over there. So they got to be here.
Yeah, and we know how to handle being displaced under Sean Payton. Remember how we would be?
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember we had that home game in Jacksonville and we crushed Green Bay? What was that game? We won 30-3. Remember Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay? We were displaced. Yeah. I think we practiced in Dallas and then we went and played a game in Jacksonville. So we used to that. But I know, that's going to be a bad hurricane. Boy, I'm worried about tapping that area in Central Florida. And hopefully, it looks like it might just skip over and go in the Atlantic Ocean after that. But anyway, listen. The football team's going to be fine. I'm worried more about the public in Tampa.
Sure.
So they're not feeling – Tampa Bay Buccaneers aren't feeling sorry for us, and we ain't feeling sorry for them. We got to win. We got to try and keep pace in the NFC South. I'm telling you, that's why I think it's a must-win at home. You get them at home, we can't be 2-4. We can't be 2-4, and Sean Payton and the damn Broncos coming to town. Talk about playing defense. They're playing some defense with Louisiana homeboy, with Coach Joseph.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.